so much fun.
Every Tuesday, Austin Rich descends into the Lava Lamp Lounge to dispense pop culture detritus and DJ deconstructions from the comfort of historic St. John's, Oregon. Listen as he pontificates like a man appointed with a sacred duty of hosting a radio program by a mysterious church in this very episode of Blasphemous Radio.
Blasphemous Radio. Blasphemous Radio.
What exactly is it that occurs at the moment of death, especially to a man who in that moment is not permitted to die? As in the case of Mr. Valdemar.
There is no pain. Mind and body at peace entirely.
Yeah.
Then listen to the sound of my voice. Carefully, pain vanished. Mind and body in a state of peace. Understand this, Valdemar?
I understand.
Then sleep. 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 And when my hand passes across your face,
waken.
Say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monty?
Yes, fearless leader.
Bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it.
Aha! Instant beepo!
See nuts.
They said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony!
See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
We'll be right back.
Are we plugged in, man?
Yes.
Well, then let's get going. Yes. Good morning, Portland, and welcome again to Bloodspoofness Radio's Halloween Spooktacular 2013! And unfortunately, this is our last installment this year. We've got a good one for you this time. The facts in the case of Mr. Valdemar. Starring Vincent Price, Basil Rathbone, Deborah Padgett, and David Frankenheim. Adapted from a story by Edgar Allan Poe, no less. By none other than Roger Corman. Yeah, it's a real gasser, let me tell you what. You're gonna dig this one quite a bit. With a shovel. Because you're gonna bury it in the yard. Yes, so we also got some goofy tunes to tie the whole thing together. As we bring you the facts in the case of Mr. Valdemar here on Bloodspoofness Radio's Halloween Spooktacular 2013!
Perfectly, my dear.
The pain, it's gone.
Vanished.
What is your finding, Doctor?
Well, you seem to be in good condition.
Seem to be? But I am. Oh, come now, admit the truth of it. Mesmerism works. It works.
I've never doubted that it works, sir. Only its advisability in certain cases.
It would certainly seem to be advisable in the case of Mr. Valdemar.
Or would you have me suffer untold agonies of pain in order to observe strict medical protocol?
Ernest! Oh,
my sweet Helene, forgive me, both of you, for my most untimely sense of humor. But this is a joyous moment. Smile. Come, let us drink. Let us drink to mesmerism. The ministration of the gods.
I'm sorry, I can't drink to that.
Then drink to the health of my beautiful wife.
To the very good health of you both.
And to Mr. Carmichael.
Sir.
How blessed to be free of pain.
Well, there I was in a strange and different land. Something big and hairy grabbed me by the hand. I turned around and to my surprise, a great white rabbit was a-looking in my eyes. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. But I didn't know it at the time. I turned around and I tried to run. Each of my feet seemed to weigh a ton. I got so scared that I almost started crying, and then I ran smack dab into a twig. The light. light was dim and I was running real fast, hoping and praying that I could get past all those creatures such as giant flies ahead. It wouldn't tell me until I realized it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. But I didn't know it at the time.
For that part, sir, I'm truly happy. Please believe me. It's for the other aspect of mesmeric influence that I feel concern.
Which is, Doctor?
Perilous toying with the human mind.
But my dear Dr. James, what is perilous about it? Mr. Valdemar has received nothing but advantage from its applications. And as we all know, he is dying of an incurable disease.
I wish you'd stop it.
Helene, the issue must be acknowledged. Within this skull, as well you know, Doctor, there is tissue which is dying. Even as I speak, I am physically doomed. I do not say this out of bitterness or despair. However, there is one favor I would ask. To escape a pitiful and painful decline to death through the auspices of Mr. Carmichael.
Would you deny him this, Doctor?
No, sir.
And yet, you know, he will accept nothing for this blessing, save some trifling favor on my deathbed.
Sir?
Favor, Ernest?
I should not even have mentioned it. It's so slight.
No, please, I want to know.
Well, my dear, it's simply... You tell them, sir, you can explain it so much better than I.
Mr. Valdemar has consented to be mesmerized in articulo mortis, which is to say...
At the point of death.
I fear it sounds more dreadful than it really is.
What does it mean? Ernest, why?
To ascertain, madam, just how long the actual moment of death can be forestalled. A momentous experiment.
Momentous? Monstrous would be more the word. Sir, I appeal to you. Withdraw this offer. The deathbed is no place for lunatic experiments.
My dear young friend, what can it matter whether I die 10 or 20 minutes beyond that point when I shall die at any rate? What could be less important? I owed this gentleman a great deal. A great deal. I could not dream of refusing him such an insignificant request.
As you say, sir. I fear I must leave now.
Oh, so soon. Oh, I am sorry. Good night, Doctor. Thank you for attending me. My dear, show our friend to the door, will you?
Yes, of course.
A bit more wine, Mr. Carmichael.
Oh, thank you.
Elliot, this experiment...
Do everything in your power to dissuade him from it, Hélène. I've no proof that it's dangerous, no proof whatever. I only sense that it might be.
What is it, Elliot? Why is it, since that man entered our life, I can't think, I'm uncertain. Oh, he helps Ernest. I can't argue with that. He seems to relieve him of all pain. To see him suffer is more than I can stand, but at the same time...
You distrust Carmichael.
Yes, I do. Still, it's true that he asks for nothing.
Perhaps he asks for nothing because he desires everything, including you.
You can't be serious.
You haven't seen him looking at you, then?
Yes, but surely...
Of course, I've no right to say this, really, for I, too, look at you.
Elliot, please. You know how I feel. I love my husband. I respect him.
No more than I do.
I know that. So let us think of nothing else but Ernest and our respect for him.
Good night, Elaine.
Good night.
So we're pulling out all the stops. So please stick around and don't let the commercials hypnotize you.
Rita. And you're listening to Blasphemous Radio with Austin Rich. Multnomah County's number one square dancer. Ears running. Yeah!
Martha, I said, the greatest thing in the world. Closet Radio is now on at
6:28 p.m. Saturday.
Martha, how do you know?
She looked at me carelessly and said, George.
Eat your meatloaf and shut up. I'm on
TV as you. www.blogtalkradio.org.
Right now.
Preach the word.
Join us. Join us. Join us.
Has that itch to hear something new been scratched recently? Do your playlists include Ramones, Merzbo, Screamers, Guar, and Game Theory? Are you looking for a reason to tilt your head towards the stereo and say, fuck yeah? Then look no further. You are ready. You are ready to get lost in the supermarket. This collection of 20 artists comes to you from friends of BlessFoofmasRadio.com. What unites these artists are unique perspectives on a world defined by the economics of the 21st century. The collection is a free association audio essay through the minds and malls of the world we live in. It also happens to feature a number of incredible artists, like The Nervous, The Myth, Josh Jones, The Dead Air Fresh, Neil Admirari, Off Hunter, Root Directory, Honey Vice, The Immortal Quad, Sailboats, Zabaka, JJC&V, Hoggy and the Hogwild, Right Team, Ryan Ray, Paco Jones, Library of Kong, Arful, The Graves of Vienna, and Delusions of Terrasitosis. Lost in the Supermarket. Available at blessfoofmasradio.bandcamp.com. The first compilation from Bless Foofmas Radio. Stream the tracks now and decide for yourself. This is only just the beginning. Lost in the Supermarket. Now from blessfoofmasradio.com.
Blessfoofmasradio.com.
Hmm? Oh, yes, my dear.
Won't you reconsider?
Regarding the experiment?
I fear him.
Fear Carmichael? But, my dear, think of the pain he has spared me.
If only you could see the change in him when you're under his control, Ernest. All the fawning ceases. He no longer calls you Mr. Valdemar. It's just Valdemar. He tells you what to do, what to think.
Please, my dear. No more. Let us forget it. It is established and of no importance. What is important is you. I wish with all my heart that following my death you would marry our good Dr. James. No, please, my dear. Let me finish. I know that there is a bond between you. All honorable. I know that, too, and I love you both for it. But I am going to die soon, Helene. And it would make me very happy to know that you would not be alone. That you would marry again. Oh, my dear. Your happiness means more to me than anything. Anything. But I refuse to die until that happiness has been assured.
Yeah, we'll just get one more glass of wine before we do this next segment. It's going to be... Oh, hey, yeah, good morning, Portland, and welcome to Blast Foofmas Radio's Halloween Spooktacular 2013! And the facts in the case of Mr. Valdemar. That's right, friends. We're putting together a good one this time. With Vincent Price and Basil Rathbone and not much else to recommend it. But we got some good music, including The Mad Scientist by The Zanies, Graveyard by The Phantom Five, Nightmare by Scotty Stewart, The Whip by The Creeps. Yeah, The Whip. That was a good one, eh? And The Midnight Stroll by The Revels. So, we're getting right along into the next segment of the show. And, boy, it's a real doozy. Is Carmichael up to no good? Will Helen marry Dr. James? Will Mr. Valdemar die soon, like maybe in the next segment, so we can get the story moving along? All sorts of questions are bubbling up. So, my recommendation is to sit back with a beverage, grab some popcorn, turn the lights down low, and get ready to learn the facts in the case of Mr. Valdemar.
hear on Blasphemous Radio.
Have a care, sir.
So the time has come, Mr. Carmichael.
It will be to you, sir, I promise. No more than sinking into a dreamless sleep.
Best hurry, Mr. Carmichael. No despair, I implore you. It is peace I go to, freedom from this ghastly pain. Your hand, Doctor. I charge you this upon your soul. Watch over my Elaine. Swear to it.
I swear to it. Rest easily, sir.
I do now. With all my heart, I thank you for having added to my life one great sweet measure of devotion. You may proceed, Mr. Carmichael.
You're all invited to a party. Come along now.
Let's go down to the haunted house. Gonna be a party there tonight. All the zombies who dig cha-cha-cha, 1 o'clock they're gonna come in sight.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha,
cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Have you ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. There's one chick in the zombie tribe. Everybody calls her Nervous Flo. When she's shaking, we all lose our minds. All to see that crazy zombie go.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha,
cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Have you ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. They won't stop till the moon goes down, till the morning sun comes into view. Disappear, cause they love to cha-cha-cha with you.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha,
cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Have you ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. Zombies are the most.
Aren't you glad you came now?
Look at the turning wheel, at the changing of the colors. And sleep. Deep, deep sleep. Your body losing all sensation. Your mind enveloped in darkness. Nothing can disturb you now as you drift ever deeper into darkness. And sleep. Sleep. Valimar, do you hear me? It is my voice.
I hear.
Are you asleep?
I am asleep.
Valimar, raise your right arm. Lower it. Is there any pain?
No pain. I am dying. Please do not wake me. Let me
I will not wake you, Valdemar. Deep, deep sleep, from which there is no waking unless I say. You understand, Valdemar?
I understand.
You may examine him now if you wish.
This movie, or the fact this is our last Halloween Spooktacular for 2013. You know what to do, kiddies. Stick around. There's more sugar-coated treats after the break.
You are listening
to Blasphemous Radio. Believe everything
you hear.
Do as you are
told.
Austin Rich is in control.
This is not a test.
We here at Blasphemous Radio really want to thank you for enjoying our program and supporting it in the way that you do. So, if you are not doing so already, please go to the iTunes store and subscribe to Blasphemous Radio. There's a number of subscription options, and all of them are free. And if you enjoy the program, please leave a comment and let us know exactly what you like about it and what keeps you coming back every week. And then, of course, you can always go to the MyFaster Plus page and give us an enjoy or two. Those definitely help the program, and it tells us exactly what we can do for you as someone who listens and enjoys what we do. Thanks. No amount of money or organization support was used in any way, shape, or form to produce this ad for your listening pleasure. Thank you. The story behind BlasphemousRadio.com's Lost in the Supermarket compilation can now be told. It's acronyminc.blogpress.new by Austin Rich. At a Halloween party in 1999, Austin Rich made a mistake of eating a dried date that was handed to him by a mysterious stranger. Suddenly, Austin found himself in the year 2010, having lost almost 10 years of his life, to find himself in a world very similar to the one he left, but seemed filled with new kinds of savagery, super science, and sorcery. It's 3 years later, and in that time, Austin has begun a new life, where he started a new zine, has picked up work as the office detective, and is spending his free time catching up on movies, comics, TV shows, and books. Follow the adventures of Austin Rich from Earth 2, an alternate timeline where things are not quite what they seem. AcronymInc.blogpress.new.
the first new publication in 4 years, available physically and digitally by request. We now live in the future.
BlasphemousRadio.com.
Do you so fear me? I have but released your husband from his pain once more. Would you have had me do otherwise?
No.
Then do I personally offend you?
Please, Mr. Carmichael, not now.
Valdemar, return to your sleep. Return to your sleep, Valdemar. I command you!
Stop it!
Heard strange noises coming from a house on the hill. So I crept up to the window and looked over the sill. My heart almost stopped, I nearly died of fright. By the dim candlelight I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's pop. The crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. The old vampire was doing the pop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop. Up on the hill, the night I saw the monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black, I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop.
The story, I mean, come on, he's asleep, but he's dead, but is he a monster? I don't know. And what's up with this doctor and that? It's just bad all around, but fortunately we have each other to make it through to the end of the last installment of Plus Foof Miss Radio's Halloween Spook. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, anyway, we've been listening to some great tunes. Yeah, because the dialogue sure hasn't been. Anyways, Down in the Basement by The Monsters. Igor's Lament by Tony's Monstrosities. Cha-Cha with the Zombies by The Upperclassmen. And Dead by The Poet. Man, you'd think with a name like Edgar Allan Poe is the where the source material came from. Oh, man, but it's a stinker. Still, Vincent Price and Basil Rathbone, eh? Eh? Huh? Yeah, I know. Hey, but they sound good. If you just isolate the sound, it's good. Yes, so let's get back, find out what the zombie Vincent Price is all about here on BlessWolfMissRadio.com or something like that.
Valdemar. Do you hear me? Do you hear the sound of my voice? Are you asleep now?
I have been asleep, but now I am dead.
You are asleep, Valdemar.
No.
Yes, 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 you do but sleep. Raise your right arm. Raise it, Valdemar. I command you! Raise your right arm. He does not. He does not.
Is dead.
Yes, he is dead, but still aware.
Release him.
Release him? Valdemar, do you hear me?
I hear.
Tell me, where are you?
Stop it!
That will do, Mr. Carmichael.
Where, Valdemar? Where?
End the control. End the control, Mr. Carmichael.
No! Valdemar, tell me what you see. Your surroundings, what are they?
That will do, Mr. Carmichael.
No, are you insane? Do you not comprehend the import of what has happened? His body is dead, but his mind lives on. Controlled by me.
Which control will now end? Let him die!
No!
Be gone!
Look at a real zombie. She picked up her head and I made with a stare. I looked at her and it gave me a scare. She smiled and said, don't be bugged by me. I am known as a rocking zombie. Headed for a record hop, and I asked if I wanted to come and bop. I said, okay, this I have to see. Me making drag with the rockin' zombie. I noticed the cats had a real cool dance.
without bend on their knees. They stuck up their arms and they grab for the breeze. They moved about with the shuffling sound, digging the beat coming out of the ground. End of my rockin' zombie.
Where am I? What place is this? I see only darkness. People. Multitudes of people. No.
Valdemar, be still.
Help me.
Be still, Valdemar. I will let you go when I am finished.
Don't have to be a monster, but it certainly helps.
You straighten out your thighs, then you blink your eyes. Your arms straight out, and then you walk about.
Do the Frankenstein stomp.
Now you come face to face at a monster pace.
Do the Frankenstein stomp.
Next you start to sway, and then you back away.
Do the Frankenstein stomp.
With your left foot, clomp, 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 and stomp, stomp, stomp with your right.
The belts in your neck to be sure your hands are tight.
Innkeeper, two more Bloody Marys and step on it.
If you try to rock, then you'll get a shock.
Doing the Frankenstein stomp.
Cause you just can't run with feet that weigh a ton.
Doing the Frankenstein stomp.
Twist, but only with your wrist. Just one moment of pain, my dear, and then eternal life.
Your whiskey, sir.
Leave it there.
Get out!
Valdemar. Valdemar, do you hear me? Be still. Be still. Release you when I am ready.
The night.
violin. And I'll jump his daddy bird with a lily on his end. He said, hey, hold out, who has stood my bed? Who's this crazy wise guy said rock and roll was dead? Yeah, skeletons, they jumped out and they lined up two by two. And then they started strolling to the St. Louis Blues. The heart began to rock, said Tequila the leader. Take me to this cat they call the Purple People Eater.
Rob a zombie, rob a zombie, rob a zombie.
Yeah! Our beliefs were lurking by. The little zombies were shouting, it's a heathen, rock or die. Well, as short whose eyes were shining, two skeletons were wailing. The wedding immortal man, this rock and roll ain't dead.
Rob a zombie, rob a zombie, rob a zombie.
The earth began to tremble, pink guitars made the sound. The raunchy man and Rembrandt, they were rocking all around. A tombstone of a cat, written as it read. Dig me now, you crazy ones, cause rock and roll ain't dead.
Rob a zombie, rob a zombie, rob a zombie.
Good evening.
Is Mr. Carmichael upstairs?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Come. I promise you an end to it, Helene.
How?
Come.
Now, tell me this.
Come in. What can I do for you?
I'm here to order you, Mr. Carmichael.
I beg your pardon?
Not request, but order. You will end the mesmeric control immediately.
Will I, Doctor?
You will.
And how do you propose to enforce that order, Dr. James?
With this?
You wouldn't dare.
Do you choose to take that risk?
If you kill me, Valdemar will remain in the same state indefinitely. Perhaps forever.
No.
I shall count to three, Mr. Carmichael, then I shall kill you.
Elliot!
You must be out of your mind.
One.
No.
Two.
Elliot,
wait a minute.
No!
I want you to hear something first.
Nothing from you, sir.
Did I say it was from me? If you will, come with me.
Now everybody come on and do it.
Valdemar. Tell them what you told me just now about Elaine.
I do not wish for her to marry Dr. James. I wish for her to marry Mr. Carmichael.
No.
You heard him, madam.
But he's under your control. The words were given him by you.
That is a lie.
Is it?
Yes.
Elliot, please, you must leave now.
What?
I want you to go.
But don't you understand? That was not your husband speaking.
It was his voice.
But not his will.
I don't know that.
Elaine, in the name of God.
Elliot, please go. There's nothing more to be said or done. I just want you to go now.
Very well. But I shall be back, and God help you if you do her harm in any way.
Ice water. Is that on your menu?
Well, madam?
I believe Dr. James is quite correct. It is not my husband who would have me marry you.
You heard him with your own ears.
It was not him. However, I will make a bargain with you, Mr. Carmichael. I'll marry you upon the stipulation that you set my husband free.
I need make no bargains with you, madam.
What?
You will marry me in any case.
No, no, Mr. Carmichael, not unless you end his torment.
Edicts, madam? Orders from you? Allow me to enlighten you. I am in command here. You will do as I say, or I will leave Mr. Valdemar exactly as he is, and never, do you understand me, madam? Never let him go. I've coveted you these many months, waited for you, hungered for you, and now you shall be my wife. I shall not ask. I shall take what I desire. Your body and your soul if I demand it.
I've heard enough. No, damn it. Let me go. Let me go. You're hurting me. Help. Help me. Let me go. Help. Help me.
Thank you.
Helene! Helene!
Everything worked out for the best in the end, don't you think? I mean, Valdemar got his revenge. His wife didn't have to marry that creepy guy. We got to the end of this movie without losing too much of our lives, and we got to hear some excellent rock and roll music, including The Monster Hop by Bert Covey, Spooky by George Barnes, Rockin' Zombie by the Crewnecks, Frankenstein Stomp by Laurie and the Biters. Oh, I get it. Laurie and the Biters. That's ridiculous. Why did they use that name? That was terrible. Mombi Zombie by Billy Taylor. The Lurch by Ted Cassidy himself. And The Boogeyman by the Cadillacs. We're closing out with a little bit of the Blob, eh? You know? Beware, he does this, he creeps, he falls, he sleeps, he watches bad movies, he puts on Halloween spooktaculars once a year, and we have a good time while we do it. Want to give a shout out to the Snores. Oh, Snores, it has been a time of strife and difficulty in the land of Snores, but we shall persevere, we always do, that's how we work. Halloween's over. Time to crawl back into the crypt. I'm done. I'm beat. Kyle, thanks for keeping the show on the air, man. You're a good kid. Oh, yeah, we got new stuff happening soon, but that's for another day. What can I say? Be seeing you, group. Hey, Halloween Spooktacular 2013. Yeah, I'm never saying that one again. That one really didn't go over well, but whatever. We'll do it different next year. We done? We good?
Beware of the blob, it
great. And where's that bottle of wine?
And slides across the floor, right through at the door, and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, and all around the wall. A splotch. Be careful of the
bomb.
Blast Foofmas Radio.
Look, Igor, they're dancing. That's rock and roll. It looks like such fun. Come on, let's go haunt someone. Oh, Igor, don't you ever think of anything but business? Don't you ever think of girls? Girls? For the girls. You know, girls. That's sort of a vampire with a ponytail. Oh, yes, girls. I think I strangled one once. Girls don't like me. Well, they would like you if you'd only say nice things to them. Like when you meet a girl, say, Glorioski, what a beautiful neck. Oh, I couldn't do that, Frankie. You know how I hate small talk. Well, come on, Igor. Let's try to dance. It's easy. Look, I'll show you. One, two, three, four. Make a box. A box? How big? 6 feet long? No, Igor, no. It's not that kind of a box. Can't you forget about business for just 1 second? I'm sorry. You know, Igor, I've danced before. You mean when they hung you? Oh, no. no, now don't get smart. It was here that I danced. I wandered in here by mistake and sat down. A girl sent a waiter over to ask me to dance. And you know, Igor, for a waiter, he wasn't a bad dancer. I still think we're wasting our time here when we could be out burying someone. You know, Igor, this music sends me. Let's go out and dig up a couple of chicks. Yeah, man, let's go to the Fortis Lawn. No, Igor, forget about business. Let's rock. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel it, Igor? I do feel it. Come on, Frankie. Let's rock. Go, go. Yeah, yeah, go. Shoo-be-doo-ba, shoo-be-doo-ba. Scub-a-dub-a-doo. Scub-a-dub-a-doo. I think I'm getting the message. Igor, put me down!